Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Today's cattle futures rallied again. We were up $1 to $1.40 or so in the live cattle, with August finishing at 103.15, up $1.42. The feeder cattle were anywhere from about $90 to $2 higher, with the August feeders up $1.32 at 144.35. The feeder cattle index is still at a discount here. We're at 139.24. So the August feeder is still a month away from expiration. But we're at a $5 premium on the futures to the feeder cattle index. Now, live cattle cash trade this week looks like it's going to be from 97 to a dollar, which is higher than where we were last week. So that's a pretty welcome sight. And then technically speaking, the markets here have gotten higher in some cases, making new contract highs for this move. Not life of the contract highs, but just highs for this move. For instance, the August high today. Feeder cattle high was 144.90. The previous high was about 144. So making new highs, that'll cause some short covering here. Some buy stops are hit. I don't really see a whole lot of people getting long, but it does seem like there are some people getting out of their short positions. The slaughter today was 113,000 head. A little bit disappointing here. We need to really crank that up to catch up with what we are behind.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures market was mixed. Corn down about a half cent. Soybeans are up 4 cents. The wheats were up two, both Kansas City and Chicago. And then the cotton finished down about 52 today at 62.66. We're still quite a bit behind to where we need to be for China to catch up with what they've committed to purchase. We need the second half of this year to go way better than the first half in terms of their buying. And it could still happen, but it's kind of a stretch. We've had some record corn purchases in the last couple of weeks. We had one yesterday at 1.937 million tons of corn out of China. So that's helpful. And then a few weeks ago, we had a 1.7 of corn. But we also need them to buy our soybeans. Now, right now, it looks like any new demand or new buyers is being offset by nearly perfect weather. We get additional rainfall even today through the Midwest, helps that production estimates for corn inch higher. And even with that 92 million planted acres, and we were originally looking for 97, they dropped it back to 92. So even with the 5 million acre planted drop in planted acres for corn, it still looks like we could have a record crop due to the fact that the yield at this point looks like it could be pretty substantial. Currently, the stock market's coming back here. It's only down 63 after being down over 200 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.